Hello, welcome to day 8 of energetic momentum injection. And this one is going to be a bit of a biggie to a degree. I've got quite a lot of things to say about this one. I've called it exercise and motivation. Now, if you are not the biggest fan of exercise, I can relate. Tinily, only because I've had days where I don't fancy doing anything at all. But I can assure you there is a link, there is a correlation. More intuitive there than actual link, but I would imagine there's some study somewhere where they've proven that people who exercise regularly have better motivation and as a result gain momentum towards their objective. Some people who do not exercise regularly. But the thing is, exercise has been given a bit of a slight bad rap, and in my opinion, because whenever I read about exercise, whenever I sort of go online, I mean, I'm a pretty sporty person anyway, but I always try and make it easy for myself. It sounds a bit awful to say, but I always do. Now, I will only go for the routines, but I always end up going for the routines or the exercise drills, which has the highest bang for buck, i.e. stuff that gives me the most for the shortest minimum time, which kind of sounds really bad when I say it like that, but there's a method to my madness, shall we say. There's a method to my madness. But whenever I go online, it always seems to be these sort of articles which promotes, I don't know why, sort of long-winded sort of gym work schedules and weird ways of doing running. And I just say, they're good for advanced people maybe, or for moderate people, but for people who are just starting out, I find it's a bit too overly complicated. Like for me, one of the best ways of exercising, and I'll talk more into this later in this video, or audio if you're listening, is easy pace running, which is great. A, if you need to lose weight anyway. This isn't like an anti-weight type of video, by the way. If you love weight gain, then good for you. More power to you. But if you would like to lose a few pounds, then this could be an exercise for you. But even if you don't need to lose weight, even if you just like the idea of doing something that's pretty relaxing, or you get to listen to an audiobook for half an hour, whatever, then this could be for you, and that's easy pace running. That's just one, and I will talk about easy pace running later in this video or audio. But the reason why there is a connection in my books is the fact that it helps ultimately promote discipline. Like, if you get into a regular exercise schedule, you're going to be disciplined. You can up it. And that translates. It's translatable. But the good thing about exercise, as far as I'm concerned, is that if done properly, there will be multiple benefits to your health. Multiple. Obvious physical benefits. You'll become more looser, gain a little bit of muscle mass, etc. Feel more good for your heart and your lungs. So there's like a cardio aspect. But also there's mental health benefits. I've just done now 30 minutes of easy pace running. And for me, like, easy pace running is basically where it's literally the next sort of step up from sort of fast walking, really. I wouldn't even say jogging. I'm going to say sort of walking. Like, easy pace running isn't jogging, it's like the bit before when you first start doing out. If you've done it on a regular basis, then yeah, of course you're going to start jogging like a marathon runner. But it's just like, if I don't know if you can hear this, people who are watching might be able to see this, if I'm like walking, I'm like this. When I first started doing easy pace running months ago, I did this. It's like, Can you hear the difference? I'm going da, 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 da. It's just that little bit more faster than walking, but not that much faster. How do you know when you're going sufficient speed? And actually, I had to slow down because I'm a sprinter, so I had to slow down a lot. It's actually very good for increasing running speed. Who knew? The way I did it, and I got this online, I've forgotten who the guy was now, was that, you know, when you're doing it properly, when you're able to breathe through your belly, like just breathe normally through your belly, if you can do that without having to feel out of breath, you're at the right speed. Now, when you're starting out, you're going to be very, very slow. That's fine. You're still going to get benefits. When you, of course, been doing it for months after months after months, you're going to go a little bit more faster. Today, this morning, I was going like this. Yeah, I was, you know, going quite fast. For me, anyway. And I still really wasn't jogging in my books. But that's how I sort of define it. But I was making sure I was breathing through my belly. I wasn't out of breath. My heart wasn't like beating. Like, if your heart is beating really, really fast, you're doing it the wrong way. Your heart beating speed shouldn't be changed that much. You might have a slight increase in heartbeat rate, but it shouldn't be that significant. It should be like a very subtle shift. Ideally, it shouldn't be touched at all, but yeah, try me, show me somebody who can do that. But you should be able to breathe through your belly. That's easy pace running. But one thing I found, I mean, I'm listening to an audiobook at this, by the way. I have like headphones on, you know, I've got my cap on, I've got my headphones on, I'm listening to an audiobook. It's great. If you're like me and you love listening to an audiobook, this is perfect for you because you will listen to a lot of audio. Unless you want to do it mindfully, in which case, listen to the outside noise. All good. But I realized I was able to, again, promote forgiveness and promote my intuition, my gut feeling, and also improve my third eye, my intuition, all three. So there is multiple health benefits, and you do feel good afterwards. That's given. You do. But if you can, try and if you have difficulty in practicing mindfulness meditation, try to use this as a way of promoting mindfulness. Like just, I know, walking very fast as I did initially, and just try and listen to the like nature sounds and do that. It goes without saying that when you do exercise, it will help with your discipline levels. If you struggle with discipline, and I do often, not gonna lie to you, just holding my hands up, this helps with that a lot, because you'll find that a lot of momentum, a good 80% of it is discipline based. But I didn't want this course to be about discipline. There are a million and one books out there. There are a million and one audio books out there. I'm sure there's a million and one. You get the idea. There's so many stuff out there on discipline. And the way I see it, a lot of it is about the other aspect, which is injecting energy. And a lot of that is creating meaning in your life. If you have meaning in your life, even if it's a tiny bit of meaning, you're going somewhere. I've had learned helplessness, still do to a degree. I'm still trying to work on it. I'm being honest. I want this to be honest. And a lot of that learned helplessness is because I've reduced, and in some cases, sadly, eliminated a lot of meaning in my life. You know, I always brought it very cynically. So it's all about getting a job, paying your tax, getting old and dying. That's life. Anything else is a plus, and that's only if it's socially accepted. Socially acceptable. If it's not, tough. You know, I'll give you a few examples. I love the Eurovision Song Contest. I don't know anybody else who does, apart from maybe one lady, two ladies actually. And I've only discovered one recently. And I've met a lot more people than two ladies, trust me. I love sport. I don't know hardly anybody who loves sport the way I love it in my local. Yeah, I know people love sport online. Offline, sure. But I live in a place where hardly anybody that I know loves sport. They don't. There's two. So, of course, getting meaning from those two plummets because I'm pretty much on my own. I don't really know anybody who likes like sprinting. I know a few people who like football, but I'm not really friends with them. You know, they're just like colleagues and that's it. So yeah, it allows you to have meaning. And so I don't want to do this as a discipline course because I think it's hypocritical. I struggle with discipline myself. But not only that, I think a lot of it is about gaining momentum. And that's why, and it's always about injecting energy into that momentum. But I know that exercise on its own is a great energetic input, not necessarily that day, because you can do exercise even if you have, like, let's say, a very bad night's sleep. I've done exercise and I've had a very bad night's sleep. Be fit the next day is what I'm saying. So yeah, there is a definite correlation between exercise and getting momentum and improving your motivational skills. But it does go without saying that it does help with sleep. I have found that the best exercises tremendously, significantly improve sleep. One of the best ones, and I'll mention it here very quickly, is HIIT. For those people who are regular gym goers, who do weights and all that sort of stuff, HIIT, I mean, HIIT is getting more and more famous now, and rightly so. HIIT is all about ultimately raising your heartbeat and you bring it back down. You raise it with vigorous exercise and you bring it back down. You know, up, down, up, down. That is HIIT in a nutshell. It stands for high intensity interval training. And I find that I do HIIT on one day and I do HIIT, easy pace running the next day with gym work, hopefully in between. And I find that HIIT has been shown to dramatically increase the human growth hormone during sleep, like tenfold. Almost tenfold. I don't know what the exact number is. It feels, it might not be tenfold, it might be doubled, but it feels like it's tenfold. You know, there's a verse somebody tells me, actually, dude, it's actually more like, I think I read somewhere it's like you increase about over 100%, like maybe 200 to 300% human growth hormone, but I could be wrong. I don't quote me on that. But I do know that you have a very deep sleep because of it. And that's quite refreshing. But I find for me that when I do HIIT in combination with easy pace, my discipline levels do go up, and that is what we're looking for. Because there's no point in me doing this course without involving exercise, and of course, exercise naturally promotes endorphins, of course, helps with the dopamine levels. This is all mental health, this all helps with the mechanics of your brain. So that's just given. So you're going to feel lighter and brighter as a result of this. And that's also a plus towards your health. So there are multiple physical and health benefits. But I always do exercise, and I was thinking this yesterday, because not many people think of this when it comes to exercise. I see it, and this helped me with swimming. When I was a kid, swimming was one of the most coolest things you can do. Swimming to a 5 or 6 year old, because how many 5 or 6 year olds do you know that swim? Not many. You know, we've got to wear those like big, I don't know if you remember in primary school, those sort of big armbands to try and keep you from drowning. I found swimming was really cool. But what I wanted to swim because not only did it look cool, it was a basic survival skill. And it's the same reason why I do exercise. Swimming is a part of exercise, sure. I do exercise because it's survival. Yes, you may look good if you're looking for the aesthetics of this, but it's also good for body performance. But I do it for survival because the way I see it, it's very... If you are in the middle of the street and some a-hole has a knife or a gun, whatever, you've got to be able to run for cover. Or run away from the situation. Now, people say, well, dude, you're being paranoid. That ain't going to happen. It only takes one time, and that's life-changing. Or could be. Don't fall for it. Always learn exercise for survival. Because you never know. All it takes is one day, one lapse of concentration, one slip by some authority, and suddenly some idiot is running towards you. Some idiots trying to chase you. Who knows? So always, always, always. I'm saying this now, and there's a siren in the background. Ironic. Always, always, always do exercise at the very least for survival, because there's no point acting like, oh, it's all fine. We've got the authorities. Everything's all fine. Don't be so paranoid. You're being paranoid. All it takes is one event, just one in your life. Yeah. So I always say, for goodness sake, don't fall for it, because there's going to be at least one, if not two moments in your life where something's bound to happen. And also, it may not even be an a-hole. I'm being polite here, obviously. I'm trying to reduce swearing in these videos. It could be a crash. You could be running towards somebody to get help, or you could be running away from somebody to get help. You know, you walk around and you see somebody sort of half collapsed on the floor, and you've now got to run to get help to help that person, unless you're already a nurse or a doctor or you're into first aid. But even still, you still need to get help, right? So think of it to help promote survival. And I don't think this is often talked about online. People say it's good for physical benefits, it's good for mental health efforts. And I'm thinking, hold on a second, what about the basic knack to survive? Like, isn't that arguably at times equally important? Like, I don't want to be caught out by some idiot with a knife. Yeah, the chances of it happening are simply zilch, but it's not 0%. It's absolutely not 0%. It's definitely more than 0%. And because it's not 0%, you've got to be ready in case that day happens. Because you don't want to be in a situation where you are, everything's going great, or you're a little bit behind, maybe you're late for work or whatever, you're a bit stressed, and suddenly, accident, suddenly, emergency, and you're caught out. Don't be like that. Trust me, don't, you know. I did first aid way back when, we're talking 2007, because I saw somebody, an old lady. I was walking to, quick story here. I was walking towards, I live near a village. It's about 10, 15 miles down the towpath. And I was walking, this is like I said, around 2006 and 7. You know, a couple of years before the recession. And I'm walking and I'm seeing in a distance, this is about, I don't know, 100 meters away, 200 meters away. I'm walking towards this shop and I'm seeing this lady get out. And I'm seeing, it must be a very elderly lady, and she trips. Actually, I think it was a guy. I could be wrong. It could be an elderly guy. I can't remember. But anyway, they trip and they stumble and they fall. And I panicked. I was like about 100 meters, 200 meters away. You know, I had no idea what to do. I didn't. I mean, I was a young kid then. I was like totally, bing! I was like a deer in headlights. I didn't know what to do. Now, luckily, there was a helper or a guide next, and they sort of ran to promote assistance, of course. So I think it was a female. She wasn't on her own. But that taught me an important lesson. And I said to myself then, I said, I've got to learn first aid because I've got to know what to do, because that could be close towards me and it could be somebody that I could help. And there could be nobody else around and I'll be screwed. So as something simple as that. So think of exercise in that respect. And that, to this very day, that still, you know, that influenced me. And doing first aid at work, it's pretty cool. It's not, you know, you know, I think we should all learn basic first aid personally, but that's me. Before I wrap up this video, combine it with like meditation, and you really can't go wrong. I will say very quickly before I wrap up, try this if you can in the early hours of the day, ideally around the sort of 5 till 7 o'clock mark. Why? Because that is when your testosterone is at its most highest. So you're gaining actually more strength for free. And in fact, I don't know if this is true or not, but I certainly felt it when I did it. I read online that if you can have a coffee, maybe to wake you up early in the morning, let's say you get up at 5 and you have a coffee or 6 and you get up and you have a swig of coffee, The caffeine will actually make you more stronger, will make you feel you have more energy, which gives you the illusion of having more strength. So you can do reps. If you're into your weight lifting, it helps you do reps, yeah? And you can do like more reps as a result. I'll never forget the time I actually got up early once and I felt refreshed. This is going back, I think it's last year sometime or the year before. And I remember it was like about 5 o'clock in the morning or six, still dark outside. So like doing winter. And I remember doing weights. And my first thought is, I'm crazy doing this. I'm absolutely crazy. What the hell am I doing? You know, I should be in bed, I should be asleep. But once you get over that initial inertia and rewatch, I think it's day two or day three when it comes to inertia, you know, if you want to know about the inertia. Once you get over that inertia, I mean, the feeling lasts less than a minute. Once you've done your routine, your exercise routine, you feel on top of the world in most cases. You can't beat it. And like I said, because your testosterone levels are naturally higher in the morning, I mean, you're getting more strength for free. Or certainly the illusion of more strength for free anyway. All right, so consider that. So yeah, try and embrace exercise. Start with light weights, like we're talking less than 5 kilogram dumbbells if you're starting out, and just try and tense your muscle first to try and increase and improve mind-muscle connection. And when it comes to cardio, start off with easy pace running. And it literally is what it says on the tin. It's easy pace. All right. I'm going to wrap up now. Hopefully that helps you guys. As always, don't forget to leave your feedback down below, down there. Like, subscribe, share. You know what to do. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in the next video or audio. All right. As always, ciao for now.